Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the WWPN 1 year anniversary special hosted by CEO Hayes, the boss himself. I'm here to just have some fun reflecting on the first year that is the WWPN. And as you know, anytime that I'm on anything, we're going to have a little music fun. We're going to have some breakdown, some analysis. Just overall, this podcast isn't one to listen to if you're looking for a bunch of wrestling talk. This is more about the network itself. This is more about our team, what we've been through over the year, and what you guys can expect from us going forward. So first, we're going to go ahead and get into a little bit of music to actually open up the show. When we come back on the other side of that, we'll get started on the business. So as the song was saying, we're going to be riding all the way to the top of the WWPN, and we're going to start this off first. I want to just take some time to reminisce on the very first podcast that was ever recorded for the WWPN, and that was me and D Will, and what we did not even know what we were going to call the podcast. And you know what? What better way? I'm not even going to describe it. We're actually going to play a little snippet of that first podcast we ever recorded.
Alright, what's up, family?
How y'all doing? This CEO and D Will in the house, you feel me?
Exactly. We don't know what we're gonna call the podcast yet, but we're still working out the kinks, but this is the initial test run. But fortunately D couldn't be with us. She had a long day at work, which I understand. So right now it's just the two goons. We're gonna try to take a shot at this.
I thought we were going to call this the Fancast.
Yeah, the Fancast.
The Fancast, made by the fans, for the fans.
As you can hear, that was just two marks getting together, not knowing what the hell they were going to do. The Fancast, D Will, I'm so glad we did not end up naming this podcast the Fancast. But that just goes to show you where we started off at and then what it ended up becoming. We started this podcast off, our initial first recording, with not even a mindset of it being a network, and it evolved into so much more than just two guys talking wrestling. And that first podcast was about the brand split. It was before it happened. It was when it was first announced. So it really goes to show you that it really wasn't that long ago, and we really came together. And as you can hear by the sound of this, our sound quality got a lot better, thank God. But we also came up with formats and everything else, and it just, like I said, it when it was originally thought of, we never in our wildest dreams had it in mind that it would become what it is today in just a short year later. Now that isn't just due to me, it's not just due to D Will, it's due to how everybody just that has come on board since that initial first podcast, and we've put ideas together. When Josh Perry came on, he really took us to the next level as far as sounding a little bit more professional. When me and D Will and D first started, we kind of were just talking, and it really didn't have a format, really didn't have a sound quality. Josh came on and just really kicked that all into gear with his experience and editing and dealing with audio. So shout out to Josh. So let me peel the curtain back a little bit. I originally asked every member of the network to record a little something talking about the WWPN in its first year and their place in it. Josh being the rebel he is, of course, he did not record his, amongst other people. Fame didn't, Strong Style guys didn't. So, you know, we have a little gaps there, but I wanted to talk about everyone on this network. And Josh Perry, like I said, he kicked it up a notch. He listens to our first podcast. I sent it to him. He sent me back some critiques, and we went to work. And it was the birth of the Wrestling World Podcast Network right there. That's what took us from just a podcast to a network, because when Josh came on, we started Let Me Talk to You, which at the time I think was just called the Impact Review, and that was to review TNA Wrestling. So that's how we went from one podcast to two podcasts. And, you know, Josh Perry, like I said, he really does a lot around here. You hear jokes about him being a lazy podcaster, him not showing up, but honestly, we wouldn't sound the way we were if it wasn't for Josh. I've become a much better editor. I brag about my editing skills now, but that was because of Josh and me hearing and learning tips of the trades while he was doing it. But what we are going to do now, that's enough of me talking for the second. We're going to get into D. Will talking about the WWPN, its growth, and as a network in its first year. So we're going to go ahead and get into D. Will.
Man, oh man. Wow, 1 year already. And, you know, it's been quite the journey. Despite my, well, how long was I gone? A couple of months sabbatical? Regardless, the biggest draw that WPN has ever seen, Misery Williams. And, you know, this past year for me, I remember the first episode that me and CEO did, and it was just a complete train wreck. And then D came into the fold, and I always felt like the third wheel after CEO and D. But that's neither here nor there. Let's see. Favorite WPN moment had to be most recently this Takeover Review podcast that we did. I mean, there's been lots of great moments, lots of fun times, and I really developed a friendship with everybody at the WPN. And I'm very grateful and appreciative of all the connections that I've made. And big props to CEO for getting this thing started. I mean, I've been talking about this in the chat room for goodness knows how long, and this is the man that finally put the wheels in motion. And for that, CEO, thank you. My biggest regret, though, is that I never got a chance to podcast with Mimi Shells. Hopefully she comes back soon, and I'd love to chat her up a little bit about some pro wrestling and argue with her a little. So that's my spiel, you guys. I don't like to get all sappy and sentimental. Peace. I'm out.
All right. So let's address a few things that D-Will said there. I don't know if the podcast was as bad. No, it was pretty bad, our first one. But, you know, he said that I put it together, and I like to think more us as a group put it together. But let's address a couple of people that he did bring up there. And first, D. D is no longer with the WWPN. I think she stayed around for our first 3 or 4 months. She did end up leaving, but we definitely want to give her her props for being around when she was. She did help start this network, and regardless of anything else, she's a forefather, mother, whatever you want to call it, of the WWPN, and she definitely deserves a mention. As far as us just putting the idea together, D. Will did address that too. Me and D. Will go back to another podcast, which we were in the chat room of, and I think I told the story many times, so I'm going to tell an abbreviated version. But me and D. Will used to go back and forth all the time, and when I thought about doing a podcast, he was the very first person I thought of doing one with, because what better than to have arguments on a podcast forum? That crap is entertaining. But D. Will, I want to talk about D. Will's growth since we first started, and I hope this doesn't offend you, D. Will, but when me and D. Will first started podcasting, he was the hardest person to ever get to focus at all. And now he's probably the biggest draw on the WWPN. So let's just put that in perspective for a second. D. Will has really, he took a brief break. He came back. And since he's come back, he has been hitting the ground running. Just everything about the way he podcasts, the way he presents himself, presents his ideas, his arguments, it's all top notch. And to D. Will, I take my hat off to you, because, brother, me and you, we started this, and like I said, I never like to toot my own horn, but I do like to talk about the people I'm surrounded by, and D. Will has just, to watch his growth as a podcaster, as an entertainer, is just refreshing, because that's why I wanted to start a podcast with this guy, because he looks at things completely different at times, but he presents them in such a way that at, by the end of his damn argument, you're like, God damn it, D-Will, you did it again. Now I see what you're talking about. You're still crazy as shit, but no, D-Will is my brother, and I appreciate him so much for trusting me to take this journey with me. I mean, this is a time, regardless of what you ever you want to say about it, podcasting takes time to put into it, and he's been there from the get-go, willing to put that time in, willing to sit there while we work out the kinks, and thank you. My hat's off to you on that, D-Will. The second person he mentioned was Mimi, and Mimi is still affiliated with the WWP, and you won't hear her on podcast. She does write articles for us, but Mimi is another person who, when she did come into the WWP, and because she is such a fan of wrestling and worked with other podcasters, she was able to come in with a different perspective and say, hey, you guys are good, but maybe think about doing this, 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 and this. And while I didn't always agree with her ideas, I will say that they did help me look at things from a different perspective as far as how to run the network and everything involved there. Like, Mimi does have a good business mind, and as far as a mind with attracting fans in and getting that fan interaction. And, you know, hats off to her again, because she came in with me not really having much experience podcasting and backed me, helped get our name out other places, helped, you know, build the WWPN's name and build these relationships with other podcasters. I can honestly say you've heard Billy Ray Valentine on several of our podcasts, and I've been on the PW Hustle with him. That relationship may have not happened if it wasn't for Mimi, and that's one of my go-to people now when it comes to, as far as Billy Ray Valentine, as far as just picking his brain on ideas for shows and segments and getting his feedback. And that all happened because of Mimi. Another person who didn't record his audio, because you guys know, and that's Fane Black. Fane Black came into the WWPN based off Mimi's suggestion and Mimi bringing him into the red zone and him fitting in like a glove, and just that kicked the red zone up to another level. So let's also talk about Fane Black here. Fane, dude, from the first podcast you ever came on, when you didn't watch Raw, but you were on the Raw review, I think me, you, and Bello hit a chemistry from that day. Well, now it's gotten much better since then, but we hit a chemistry from that first podcast that we were, that it's something that you know that it's not usual, and you know that it's not anything manufactured, and you know it's going to be hard to really hit that stride that quickly with anyone else. I think me, Bello, and Fame, we have a unique chemistry that when you hear it in the podcast, like, you would think that we've known each other, not just through podcasts, like in real life for years. And Fame, dude, you're hilarious. Like I said, I think before Fame came in, and I don't want to give him all the credit because D-Will's always been hilarious, but when Fame came in, at the time, the WWPN was at a place to where we wanted to know, and our listeners to know, that we knew what the fuck we were talking about, and we wanted to sound smart, and we wanted to make sure that we were hitting those notes, and we gave good and interesting conversations. And Fame just came in and was like, yeah, that's all good, keep that, but we need to make people laugh, and I'm going to crack jokes, I'm going to talk shit, I'm going to be entertaining and funny. And I like to think that that planted that seed in almost everyone else in the WWP, and everyone kind of, okay, let's relax a bit. We now we've established we know what the hell we're talking about, but let's have fun while we're talking about it. And, you know, I can't give you enough credit for that. And so, yeah, thank you to Fane Black. I think I touched everyone that you mentioned there. We're going to get into, while he hasn't been here since the beginning, this, you're going to hear something from Gerald L. Cooper. You haven't heard him from the beginning, but he's been in the background of the WWPN even before we decided to be a podcast. And he's been a supporter since day one. He's been a listener since day one, and he's now a member of the team. And I can't tell you enough, Coop, dude, like, I'm a fan of your mind and your, how you look at wrestling from a storytelling aspect, because honestly, the way that Coop looks at wrestling and looks at entertainment, and like I said, this, I respect the man's opinion on more than just wrestling. He just has such a eye out for quality storytelling and going in depth and getting those details and just a lot of those intricacies that a lot of people don't necessarily look at right off the bat. And so you're going to hear a little bit about Coop and from him about the WWPN in its first year.
Good evening, WWPN fam. This is Gerald Cooper, host of the Hour of Honor here on the World Wrestling Podcast Network. And I'm here today to talk about the 1 year anniversary of the WWPN, of which I was here at the beginning. I've told this story before, particularly on the, specifically rather, on the zero episode of the Hour of Honor. Got to plug the old shows. It was CEO Hayes, our leader, myself, Ms. Williams, and Wrestling Redneck. We were all listening to a podcast regularly, and on Mondays they would have live shows. I'm pretty sure it was Mondays. And it came out that Hayes was breaking off on his own and doing his own thing, and I just wanted to pitch, just wanted to help out and be a part whatever way I could to, you know, I guess elevate whatever he was trying to do. Social media, jump cut. I've got my own show here on the WWPN. I guess you could say a through line of the Hour of Honor. If you listen to it, you'll hear me say how proud I am to be here and to be a part of all this. The last Hour of Honor I did, I actually wanted to make sure I plugged everyone, and so I wouldn't forget, because I'm old, that happens. I wrote every show down and read them off, and as I'm reading, I'm just amazed at how this thing has grown. Amazed at the improvement, the evolution that we show literally every day. And that I was proud that I was welcome here. And I'm then and now, I'm only being here a couple of months, I was always allowed to do my own thing. And I've never once been chastised, although I deserve it for having late shows. I've only ever gotten support from this team here. I've only ever heard positive reinforcement. I've only ever been given great ideas and ways to move forward, and I can't really express how appreciative I am of that. It's become a family, you know. It's become a big part of my life, really, and how I want to get better every day, because these dudes inspire me. Not dudes, because we have ladies here, I'm sorry. This crew inspires me. It makes me want to be better. It forces me to be better. As a guy who's trying to more or less find his groove, there's no shortage of inspiration. Again, just couldn't be happier to be here and to have heard where WWPN started and where we are. And my goodness, where we could go, you know, it's pretty amazing. And there's a piece of me that, I guess, appreciates the artist's process, particularly the beginning, because the beginning's always the most difficult part. And I don't think people necessarily always appreciate that. If it's a writer, if it's, you know, if it's paints, if it's pencils, if it's a sculptor, there's there's that unformed piece of clay that you're turning into something, nothing turning into something. And I really believe that Hayes's vision, his ideas, and I'm a huge idea guys, because ideas affect hearts and minds. And my goodness, I can go on forever about that. But it's a cool thing to see that germ, that kernel of an idea grow into this tree. Grow into this big, beautiful tree that's, you know, reaching out all over. I'm appreciative of my place here. And I'm probably coming up on my 5 minutes, so I'm going to wrap it up. Swig a beer, literally, because, not to rip off Steve Austin, but I'm drinking an adult beverage right now. Cheers to us all here. Here's to another year at the WWPN and many more. This has been Gerald Cooper, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Like I said, Coop is just, that's my guy. Like, regardless of what anybody else wants to say, of us not podcasting together all that much, Gerald O. Cooper is someone who I respect and I talk to and I get advice from outside of podcasting and just life. Like, Coop is, I think he's the oldest member of the WWPN team, but he's also the wisest in a sense. And like I said, Coop, if I ever needed life advice, I definitely come to you. I just want to say thank you for joining this, me in this journey, us in this journey, and also always being there as a supporter before you actually part of the team. What we're going to do, we're going to move on from just singing Coop's praises, because I know he's probably somewhere like, come on, Hayes, you're doing too much. But moving on to the Strong Style guys, and they're another one of the set of rebels who decided not to record their audio, but I love them nonetheless. Let's talk about Mike and Jason. And when we did decide to make the WWPN an actual network covering all of wrestling, having a podcast to specifically cover promotions and shows, I put out an ad and on Reddit, and specifically in the New Japan subreddit, which I don't remember what the name of it is now. And I believe it was Mike first who responded, and him and Jason talked about it because they both saw the ad. And by the time I contacted Mike back, they had already had a name, an idea together. And so we sat down and we talked, went over basically my views and what my aspirations for the WWPN were, and also for a New Japan podcast. And let me say, passing off the New Japan podcast was probably the first executive decision that I made that hurt me, because New Japan is my favorite promotion. You guys will hear me say that all the time. But I didn't want to add another podcast and not be able to give that in-depth conversation on it. I was already spread thin between three different podcasts I was doing at the time, and I wanted new eyes, specifically who watch New Japan, who can get, like I said, in depth and really talk about it on an analytical level. And those guys were the ones, and I couldn't have picked a better team. I will say this, that they would get involved a little bit more in the team aspect, as far as just things that we do outside of just podcasting and stuff that we do just to talk shit to each other and have fun. I know they're both busy guys right now. They're both getting married, and having real life stuff going on. Real life always comes first in the WWPN. But for anyone who does not watch New Japan, I would definitely want to get Mike and Jason in front of them, because they're smart guys, especially when it comes to wrestling. And I want to get them out in front of people who may necessarily not watch New Japan. And so we'll definitely work on that in WWP in second year. But I definitely want to shout those guys out. And another person I want to shout out while we're talking, before we get into the next audio clip, Jared O. Cooper's podcasting partner, the Wrestling Redneck, who you guys heard on the pay-per-view review most recently. He's another person who's been there basically since the beginning. That other podcast, me, Coop, and D. Will all used to listen to and be in the chat room in. I used to hear this guy, and he would call into the show and just say some of the craziest shit that would have you legitimately laughing. And that was the Wrestling Redneck. I've been trying to get him to join the WWPN literally since we decided to start a podcast, and he's now a member of the team. You guys are going to be hearing him more often. He's actually also working on starting up an MMA podcast for the WWPN, so I'm happy to have him in the fold. You guys are going to be hearing him a lot more. I wanted to shout him out here also. Moving on to the next, and if you guys can't tell, this podcast, like I said, if you're listening to this, it's not, you're not going to get much wrestling talk here. This is a celebration of what the WWPN has become, our host, and also our listeners, and I hope you guys are enjoying this, taking this ride on this journey so far. The next person that we are going to talk about and that you're going to hear from is the prodigal one, JB, and I have a lot to say about JB, but we're going to get into his audio first and what he has to say about the WWPN's first year.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Prodigal One, JB, and I guess we're doing a year in review, our very first year of the Wrestling World Podcast Network. I have to say it's been an excellent ride for me thus far. I haven't been there the whole entire year, but, you know, very close to it. And first of all, how I got joined WWPN, I was looking to join some sort of podcast or YouTube show. I happened to go on Reddit, which I never really visited Reddit. I don't even have a Reddit username. And I saw this guy by the name of CEO Hayes looking for somebody. And I emailed this guy. This guy never contacted me. And I think I emailed him another time, or at least two or three times. And I guess he must have got tired of me and finally replied back. We started talking and we immediately clicked. This day now, I call this guy my brother, CJ, CEO Hayes, as you guys know him. I joined WWPN and met D. Will. I met D. was here at the time, and immediately I fell in love with podcasting. I learned a lot from CJ, so thank you so much for that. Then a week or two later, CJ found another talent, and that talent happened to be Bello. And Bello has been amazing as well. So shout out to Bello. Shout out to all the brothers that are part of the WWPN. Glad for having everybody, part of the show. And I'm glad to be here as well. And we have a lot of exciting things coming for the second year of WWPN. I want to once again just thank CEO for putting the band of misfits, I could say, together. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And thank all the brothers of WWPN. And that's pretty much it. It's the Prodigal One, JB. Peace.
All right. So that was my brother from another mother, the Prodigal One, JB. If he didn't say that enough in that sound clip. But JB is, he came on board about the same time as Andrew Bello. I think he made his debut a couple of weeks before Andrew Bello. But I was kind of contacted them at the same time. JB just happened to make his debut first because Andrew had to create a whole podcast. But JB, he's someone that came on board and hit the ground running. His very first podcast was a pay-per-view review. After that, he came on to Blue Zone, which was called The Lock at the time, and he had to moderate an argument with me and D-Will over John Cena and AJ Styles that I think that's what really broke the ice. Once he heard that, he was like, you know what, fuck it, these guys are crazy as shit, so you know what, I can't be much crazier than them. But JB, my brother from another mother, me and him talk about life too, not just wrestling. He's the only other member of the WWPN that's married. No, well, you know what, Coop is married. Well, he was married also, but and we just talk about life, kids, stuff, and some of the conversations me and him had, like I said, that has made him my friend for life. And as far as like the podcast and his contributions to Blue Zone and any podcast really, is that, you know, he's listened to so many podcasts and he really truly wants to get WWPN to a level to where it sounds like great. radio, and I just respect him so much for that, because he's constantly bouncing ideas off and saying, well, maybe we should do this. And more recently, which with us trying to get our YouTube channel to be a little bit bigger and to have exclusive content there, he's really taken to this video editing, and to whatever me, Josh, and Bello can do in audio editing, JB is that for video. Like, he... Go and check out Smart Talk on the Wrestling World Podcast Network's YouTube page if you have not. Like I said, it's an exclusive show there. It is video, and he has that thing to a point where it's damn near a TV show quality. And shouts out to JB there. I talked to him about that the other day. He's just contributed during phase two of the WWP, and he's contributed so much to ideas and segments for the shows. Matter of fact, when you hear Blue Zone, you hear the Jobber of the Week, the Smarkdown, which we need to get back to doing, those were all JB's ideas. We brainstorm, I think, Smarkdown together, but overall, when I wanted to have segments added to our shows, these were things that he helped come up with and that he really pushed for. And shouts out to you there, JB. I can't say enough to what you coming on board to the WWP and has really done to help improve our quality and everything there. So we're going to go ahead and get into another person that I want to mention. And I want to mention these people, because we started around the same time. They are unfortunately no longer in podcast, but it's Jab Wrestling. And that's Bob and Jeet over there from the UK. Like I said, we started our podcast around the same time, and you saw a lot of interaction between Jab Wrestling and WWP when we first started. Like I said, unfortunately, they had to close their doors, but definitely want to shout them out, because those early pay-per-view reviews, when they came on the SummerSlam review, when we popped in their podcast and vice versa, was some of the most entertaining things that we did initially, just because we had fun going back and forth with these guys, the Twitter wars, the videos, the Jeet making a mask out of a picture of my face. Like, this is just crazy shit like that, that has really helped this podcasting experience. I feel like I don't want to miss anyone who's contributed along this journey to us getting to this point. And I don't really think that I am missing anyone. If I am missing you, I apologize. There's been so many people. Billy Ray Valentine, who, like I said earlier in the show, he's such a professional, and he just helps push me personally. And I love having conversations with him, because he's really supportive, and he's also... he'll tell you the truth straight with no chasing. You always got to respect people like that. It's just so many people. Ant from Rent with Ant, who's been on most recently, helped me and pointed out some things that we need to do to tighten some things up also. So definitely want to shout him out. We are getting ready to get into, though, our next bit of audio about one of our hosts talking about the WWP. And this one is the Andrew Bello. So definitely... this one's going to be interesting. This one's a tearjerker.
The Wrestling World Podcast Network. Like, where do I even begin? For those of you maybe who can't see me or unaware, this is the Andrew Bello, the host of the Next Level Wrestling Podcast and co-host of Red Zone. And I pop up on like every show on the network outside of Strong Style Central here and there, do stuff on the YouTube channel, do a lot of the graphics, and this is something like I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be involved in broadcasting, really, is one thing I've always liked. I was, you know, aspiring to be a musician at one point in time, wanted to be like a broadcast journalist, you know, like a sportscaster or something like that. I've always kind of been told I've got a voice for radio. I assure you, for those of you who aren't aware, I do not have the face to match. But nonetheless, wrestling's something I love. Like, I love wrestling. And like more than a lot of things, like it probably in an unhealthy way, I love professional wrestling. And so all these things considered, like I've always wanted the podcast. And I, you know, as you guys may know, the story goes, I met in CJ on Reddit. Somebody else wanted to be in a podcast. CJ replied to him. I went right to CJ. The Next Level Wrestling Podcast went on air about a month later. So, you know, about 7-8 months in, I guess, to my tenure and my relationship with CJ and with the network and with everybody, JB and Josh and D. Will and Fame and Mimi and, you know, Coop and Redneck and, you know, Adam, you know, even like listeners and not even people on the network here and Mike and Jason and, you know, just everybody who's been involved in anything that we've ever done here. I'm really just like grateful I ever got to like interact with them and interact with the listeners and interact with wrestling fans. Like, even if these, you know, even if I have never seen some of these people's faces and they were just avatars on a Twitter sphere, it's just been really cool exchanging ideas and thoughts and jokes with this, you know, complete crop of strangers. Like, this has been like a really, it's sort of, I don't mean to get too existential about it, because I do want to talk about the network and what it's meant to me, you know, and you know, what I could go into my personal relationships with everybody in the network, in which case it would take me hours to even begin, and that's just me and CJ. But it's just like, man, like this has been a really cool experience. This is a great network. Like, this is a great group of people who just really want to be involved. You know, we want to just share our views and hear other views and get into arguments. Like, goddamn, CJ and D Will, they'll get into like a knockdown drag out argument on Blue Zone, and then like they're just bullshitting in the chat like 5 minutes later about it. It's really cool camaraderie here on the network. And the network itself, I mean, it's something that I say all the time, but we have never taken bumps. Some of us, or most of us, have never been involved in any kind of journalism or to my knowledge, podcasting or both or neither, or, you know, like, we're just a bunch of wrestling fans. And we met up in the weirdest of ways, through chat rooms and through message boards and through, you know, people who listen. And Gerald Cooper was like a guy who just listened to us on, you know, he found the network and he's been on since, you know, onto us since the beginning, and just we exchanged enough tweets to, we were like, dude, why aren't you just doing this with us? And, you know, sure enough, he is now, and it's awesome. And guys like Redneck who's joining him, it's like sort of like they're like our you know, it's so weird because they went from just being, you know, people that used to hit us up on Twitter to now they're part of the network. And I think in like a weird way, we kind of wish it would be like that with everybody. Like, we have 100,000 hosts here on the Wrestling World Podcast Network. Rest assured, you know, like, some of us, you know, that have been here since the beginning would be the center of it. But it's, you know, this is an all-encompassing, all-engaging wrestling network. I mean, when we say network, it's more than just the podcast. It's the YouTube. It's squarecircleoftrust.com. It's all of us on Twitter. You know, we just want to talk wrestling with wrestling fans and enjoy the sport, the art form, however you want to talk about it. Shit, I'll argue with any of you right now for a half an hour just about that point alone. Like, I just love wrestling, and through that I've met these wonderful people and gotten to talk on a weekly basis to hundreds of people for some reason who want to listen to me talk about NXT or want to listen to us talk about Raw. And this whole experience has just been so cool, and to be that, the fact that we're coming up on a year here, it's just amazing. I mean, I won't have been here a year by the time WWPN hits a year. And it's been just, it's felt like it's been 5 minutes, and yet it feels like it's been five decades. Like, I've grown such intense relationships with all my other hosts. And at the same time, it's like this whole thing is just blown past me. And it's something that I worried about getting into and making it, you know, feeling like it was a job and something I had to do. And it's something I love to do. Like, we did this shakeup, and I was itching on Monday night. I couldn't believe I couldn't record Red Zone. Like, I felt like I was being held back. You know, we did my Next Level Wrestling podcast. Like, that's my baby. Like, it's like, you know, there's Logan, and then there's that show. Like, that's me. Obviously, CJ gave me the platform, and I'll never, ever be able to express my gratitude properly for that. But I just want to, you know, wrap this up here. I want to thank CJ. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank all my co-hosts. I want to thank anyone who's ever marked out for anything ever. I want to thank you, because we share that, and that's beautiful. So that's it. The Wrestling World Podcast Network. Happy birthday, guys. Peace.
So that was the Andrew Bello trying to make us all cry as best as he could. No, but Andrew coming on, let's just talk about the Andrew Bello. From the first time he podcasted and gave me his first episode, I was like, this motherfucker is going to make me have to change my whole goddamn style. No, but I mean, all jokes aside, the guy is just a natural talent when it comes to talking, comes to putting these words together. And He has a natural just ability to make everything so intuitive and creative, and it just all seamlessly fits together. And the guy is just made for this, made for radio, made for, he doesn't have the face for radio. I want to make sure I point that out. He does not have the face for radio. At least he would lead you to believe. But now, Andrew, I don't know what to even say there. I'm sure it comes out in the podcast. Me and Andrew have so much fun together, so much good times talking shit. And I love, more than anyone else on the network, I love trolling the shit out of Andrew. There's been so many good intros that have come from the WWPN that have solely been based off me wanting to see Andrew's reaction. It was the time he got locked up in Australia, the time he got molested. This is just, go check them out. You'll find them. The intros are hilarious. But that was solely based off me trying to troll Andrew and the whole New Jersey thing that I was doing for a while there. He took it all like a champ. And like I said, Andrew is just, he lives in kayfabe. Like, he's the mayor of Kayfabe County. You'll hear him say it. He wears it proudly. He's honestly probably, I thought I was a huge wrestling fan because I watch so much goddamn wrestling. But like, Andrew just, he lives and breathes professional wrestling, and there's nothing at all wrong with that. And that helps inform his ability to talk about professional wrestling. And I talked about how Fame came on and kind of let everybody know that it was okay to be a little more humorous. Andrew came in and made us all realize it's time to step our shit up. And I can't say enough good things about that and about what Andrew has done for me as a host, as me as a podcast. And I'm sure everyone else will tell you, listening to Andrew's podcast, it will make you quickly realize you got to get your shit together. But that's it. That's all of our hosts. And I definitely wanted to spend some time talking about all of our hosts. You got to hear from a few of them. I'm sorry you didn't get to hear from all of them. I tried, but I wanted to get this podcast out on our 1 year anniversary. I was tired of hunting those guys down. More importantly, now let's get into the network. Let's go ahead and get ready to close this show and talking about some things that are coming to the WWP and some improvements, and also getting some of your guys' ideas. We're going to take a brief musical break, and then we're going to come back into talking about the network and the show. Yes, and I'm sorry if that's self-serving, I'm sorry if it sounds cocky, but we are the champions of the world, because there's no one who doesn't like the WWPN. And if anyone's listening to that and take offense to it, not my problem, fuck you. Getting back, I said we were going to come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the state of our shows and what's coming forward, what's coming next. We're going to keep producing top quality shows. We're going to keep getting better with quality, keep getting better with the presentation. Red Zone, Blue Zone, Next Level, Let Me Talk to You, Strong Style Central. Those shows are not going anywhere. And all we're doing, it's going to be an eye on improving it. But more importantly, we need more fan interaction. We need to know what you guys like with the podcast, what you guys don't. So go to thewp.com. There's a voice, a number for to leave us a voicemail right there. You can leave us an email. There's links to all your favorite hosts there. You can contact them directly. But either way, whatever way you get it to us, get that feedback to us. Let us know what you're thinking about our podcast. Let us know how we can improve. As far as shows and what's going to continue. Throwback, we're going to get more frequent on. We're also going to be having a show to cover the UK weekly show whenever it debuts. We're still hammering through ideas with that. But the YouTube channel, I can't stress this enough. We are bringing exclusive content to that YouTube channel. I mentioned we got Spark Talk. We got Messing With Wrestling coming from Fame. We also have a few other things we're putting into the works there, and it's going to be completely different. Our podcasts are all review shows. They're basically review wrestling shows. The YouTube channel is where you get a little bit more of the in-depth, some of that more personal thoughts on just wrestling as a whole and not just reviewing a show that came on weekly. And, you know, let us know what you think about that. If you want those also in audio form for the podcast, mention that there too. But we're going to keep kicking out content. Like, that's one thing that I must say about the WWPN is that we've produced over 260 episodes, I think, by the time this is released, in a year. Let's keep that in mind. Like, there are podcasts that do multiple shows a week like we do, probably not the clip that we do it, but that aren't even in the 150 realm. They've been around twice, three times as long as us sometimes. Just let's just sit back and think about that. The Wrestling World Podcast Network has produced over 260 episodes of content, spanning most of that's just podcasts, but when you add in our YouTube channel shows as well, shows that we've done other places for other podcasts and other networks, like, we're out here making this happen, and it's strictly based off our passion for talking wrestling and our just love of doing what we do. We're not making any money off this podcast. We don't care about making money off off podcasts right now. Everything is all built around making the WWPN as big as it can be and getting it out there as much as we can. And that's what we've done in this first year, and that's what we're going to continue to do going forward. If there's anything that we don't cover that you guys would like to see us cover, let us know. Coop brought in the Ring of Honor podcast to cover that. Like, that. And he's been doing great at it. And the numbers, the clip that he's been getting on that, and it's just amazing. Coop came in with an idea and, like I said, hit that floor running. And we have the talent and the numbers to almost cover whatever the hell there's a demand for us to cover. So let us know. That's the state of the WWPN. I didn't get into too much. It's not much there to really get into because we're going to keep doing what the hell we've been doing. And we've already produced so much content. I mean, I could talk all day about it, but me personally, and you know, it's all humbling to think, yes, I am the CEO, I am the head of this, so to say, but this is a team effort running this podcast network, and unfortunately, I've mentioned this before, I will have to take a step back for not long, probably a month, and it's crazy that it just so happens around our 1 year anniversary, and it just allowed me time to sit back and reflect on where we started a year ago, and if I would have had to take a step back then versus me taking a step back now. And the train just keeps moving, and we have the talent here to just keep the WWPN going. I am relocating due to a job and moving a few states over, so that's why I'm going to have to take a step back, because I just don't know what my ability to record is going to be, and I don't want to slow anyone else down, and they're going to keep this pushing, keep this moving. I have the complete faith in my team, and like I said, it's just really humbling to look back and think about what all started a year ago today with me and D Will deciding we were going to get together and talk some wrestling. And I'm leaving you today on this note. The WWPN, it's good for you. No, that's better left for when me, Bello, and Fame are all around. But the Wrestling World Podcast Network is a passion project, and this isn't stopping. It isn't going anywhere. We're going to keep getting better. We got some big, big things in the works here, and look out for that. But show love and support. What we do does take time. It does take effort. It takes time away from what we could be doing anything else with. Like, some of us have family, some of us just have other interests. So definitely reach out to your favorite host, mention something to them, do whatever it is, because they are working hard on this. And if I haven't gotten mushy enough around here, I love all of my co-hosts, everyone who's joining me along this journey. No matter what happens, some hosts may fall off, some new ones may come on. Whatever happens, the WWPN is a family, and we really, really do live that. And if you guys saw some of the conversations we have outside of these podcasts, you would know what I mean by that. We are a family. We're going to keep this going. It's not going to stop. And so with that being said, we're going to end this on a song talking about we're never going to give up. But I look forward to what's to come in the next year and the following years from the Wrestling World Podcast Network. To all our listeners, I love you. To all the hosts, you already know how I feel about each and every one of you. I just want to thank you guys for following me along this journey and trusting me. And we're going to make this happen. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. Peace. Adios.